What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's hump day, everybody. Crab Diving Wednesday, blasting at you live from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, where Florida, where the beaches are open.
Come on out!
In places. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it ain't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24-7, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. Or crabdiving.com. You can always get us.
Ooh, yes.
War! Isn't that
something?
War! War!
God.
That's one clip. That's not me playing him yelling war or three times. He yelled it three times like that.
Why, I wonder?
He was at war.
Well, he's crazy.
With someone. I think that might have been Rogan.
I think he's at war with the universe, though.
When he hated Rogan for 10 minutes, and now they love each other again.
Are they friends?
Yes, sir, Jesus! I will do it!
Is Joe Rogan still telling people to vote for Trump instead of Biden? Because
you know, I don't know. He seems like the type who might kind of enjoy all the social media hate he got and entrench himself even more.
Jesus, like,
fuck you.
Christ.
Fuck you, assholes.
Yeah. Great. A rich white guy coming out to support Trump. That's what the world needs more of. That's good.
We've got. Oh, God. I just saw a tweet.
What?
From Princess Nepotista.
Oh, yes.
Or Princess Nepotisma. Another I've seen version.
She hasn't resigned yet.
Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I was blah, blah, blahing on my shit because I didn't do any of the social media or anything. But, you know, fuck it. At Crab Diving.
Oh, yes.
If you're
here. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Peaceful protest and freedom of assembly are beautiful American traditions that should always be protected. If you choose to exercise your First Amendment rights, please practice social distancing and wear a face covering. We can protect our rights and our health at the same time. U.S. flag emoji.
Are you sure it's a U.S. flag emoji and not another flag emoji from, say, Germany? From, say, earlier in the century? Last century?
Shut the fuck up, Ivanka. So she's like saying, you know, oh, go ahead. You want to reopen the country. You should go out and protest. But make sure you practice safe protesting.
That just isn't real.
Well, and they're not.
Yeah, and
They're not.
We know we shouldn't have mass gatherings. That's the one thing we know
right. We
shouldn't have. But So fucked up. It's so dumb. You're protesting a virus. Or you're protesting the only thing we can do to defend ourselves from the fucking virus.
Right. Right.
God, how sad. Stupid. Dumb.
Join us on Twitter, everybody. Join us during the show
Twitter.
At Crab Diving.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing the crabs, spreading the crabs.
Right, spreading, sharing, whatever's easier for you.
Right. We don't judge.
No, we do.
Well, depending. We do judge the fuck out of depending. Things, but we, yeah, I mean, let's see what's going on in the headlines over at the HuffPo, that commie pinko liberal. Rag.
Yay.
Oh, spectacular. Well, I mean, there's not much they can do with the House, though.
Okay.
Pandemic power grab, it says. GOP rams through right-wing wish list.
Oh, good. In a stimulus package?
Trump, it says, the headline of the actual page says, GOP quietly pushes through long-sought priorities as pandemic rages. See, this is it. The flash grenades are going off. So they're like, ooh.
Wait, they're not doing things that will help us. They're not ramming through things that will actually.
Not the people, no.
That's weird because.
They're helping the rich white people.
Oh, yeah. Have you compared other stimulus packages from other countries?
I don't compare packages. Oh, yes. I'm not into size.
Well, you shouldn't because it will depress you. You will have package envy if you look at the package Trudeau is giving his people. It's a better package than what we have.
Yeah, there's other countries that are. Was it Spain we were talking about? That Spain's getting ready to say, "Look, we're going to just give everybody $2,000 a month until
that's essentially
we get back.
What Canada's going to do." I mean, you know, it seems like why are we the only country resisting that? I mean, I know we're not the only country, but it fucking feels like it.
So Trump announced last night that he planned to suspend, or Monday night that he planned to suspend. All immigration to the United States. He said the move would be an effort to combat coronavirus or, quote, stop the attack from the invisible enemy.
How does that work? I'm just curious. Sorry.
But then added it was also meant to protect the jobs of our great American citizens. In other words, with all these jobs that are going away, the few that are happening shouldn't be taken by these stinky immigrants that are trying to come in the country.
No. We want to kill the stinky immigrants at work, but we want to kill Americans at work. We want to expose Americans to this virus because...
Well, the brown ones.
Yes, because what you said, Jamba Juice needs to add, you know, a quarter point.
Market cap.
Who cares about that?
It says here at the HuffPo, the trope that immigrants steal Americans' jobs is not new, has nothing to do with the coronavirus pandemic. Mm-hmm. It's the same rhetoric the anti-immigration hardliners have used for years.
It's racism, right?
Oh, yeah. Pat Buchanan
probably felt
the first twitch down there in a decade.
He loves it. He loves being
banning all immigration. Oh, my God.
Was it Pat Buchanan the first guy who's like, we're going to build a big fucking wall? Wasn't he the first wall guy?
Maybe. We should have smelled the turds on the wall when Pat Buchanan started doing well. Was it in the 90s? Didn't he have a couple of good years of running for president?
He had a good year in Iowa.
He won a couple of states or something?
That's terrifying, dude.
In a primary?
I guess it's terrifying. I mean, is he more terrifying than Mike Pence?
Well, that's what I mean, but he was, you know, kind of the start of the real overtly fascist-y stuff burbling up from after Reagan greased everyone's holes with the trickle-down bullshit.
Right. A good hole greasing, and then Pat Buchanan, and then Mike Pence, and then we're in The Handmaid's Tale.
Last month, while at his private Mar-a-Lago resort with a mix of friends, family, and GOP donors, Trump reportedly saw a potential upside to the crisis.
Oh, upside?
A chance to promote his America First agenda.
There's 40,000 people dead, though.
Yeah, but America First.
But they're America.
According to one GOP donor that was there, Trump said certain industries are going to be hit very hard, cruise ships and airlines, certain industries. But at the same time, I've been saying for a long time, people should stay in our country and travel in our country. And that's going to happen.
So people should travel within our country and not go outside of our country?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spend money here in the Fatherland.
What did he
spend your money on the fatherland? Do not go to those stinky other countries where people talk like the accent I'm using.
You know, it's weird because he didn't he arrange for a bailout of Carnival Cruise Line that the Saudis were kicking in for?
Sure, why not?
But why? That's a weird one. Why did the Saudis need to step in and save Carnival?
Who the hell knows?
Because Carnival's a bad actor. They dump pollution into the Gulf and shit. Yeah, they got corona.
Says Republicans around the country have been pushing through some of their long-held priorities. Oh, I guess this is in some of the states.
Oh, okay. Good.
Last month, in the middle of the pandemic, the Trump administration took a major step towards rolling back auto emission standards put in place during Barack Hussein Obama's evil regime, evil black regime.
Oh, gosh. We're going to have to get rid of that shit. It's clearer outside.
The new rules would lower fuel economy standards for vehicles sold in the U.S.
Shit, yes.
Oh, my God. We were supposed to be 54 miles per gallon by 2025.
Yes.
Was the standards. And Trump lowered it to 40.
God.
40 miles to the gallon.
That's a huge... That's a change. Well, yeah,
we gotta sell a lot of low oil, man.
God. That's all it is, right? It's not, they don't care about making the car more fuel efficient. They want to make sure we're using enough oil for what?
Because money.
But if we spend less oil, it seems to me that if we're driving less and using less fossil fuels, that's better for the environment, right? Or no?
Whose environment?
Well, the environment for white people.
I guess. I mean, sadly, that's where we're at. When the people who are making these decisions and benefiting from all this oil money, are nowhere near their pollution.
Jesus! And
they don't give a fuck about the future of the planet.
You know,
couldn't care less.
Right? Do you remember when the little bitches on Martha's Vineyard? The Martha's Vineyard, they didn't want to have wind turbines,
right? Because it would ruin their view. Unobstructed view of the ocean.
But think about it. It's just a wind turbine that's going to be there.
Well, and offshore, too. It wasn't like that close to shore where you had to like crane your neck to see blue water.
Of course not. Wouldn't it make you feel good that it's there? You're like, hey, look at that thing. It's producing fucking energy. That's great.
That was a Koch brother that was...
That didn't want to look at
in
it?
On that, but not one of the two that you usually think of. It was one of the third ones that isn't as politically active.
God, parents
but
of the Koch brothers.
A rich dick, nonetheless.
Never pulled out, I guess. That's just so shitty. I don't want to look at that thing. I don't care what it could do, how much energy it could produce.
This month, the Environmental Protection, which they really should change that middle...
Put air quotes around it.
That middle word.
Yes.
And the environmental...
Hey, stop it.
Yeah,
asshole.
Yeah.
Stop. Hey.
The Environmental Aggression Association. Agency. The Environmental Aggression Agency. That's what they should call it. They're not protecting it.
The Environmental Pole-Fucking Agency.
Oh, that's perfect.
Finalized its proposal to loosen rules on oil and coal-fired power plants emissions.
Why?
Of mercury and other toxic pollutants. We're going to lower our standards on toxic
because
pollutants.
We're in a pandemic?
Well, no, this is the shit that they're slipping through while we're worried about getting COVID.
Well, I saw that the line on this was that it saves money, and that's what we need to do during this corona outbreak.
Mercury pollution damages brains and lungs.
Yeah, well, shit.
The new rules give more weight to economic costs and less to indirect benefits to public health.
Indirect benefits, meaning less people die from pollution.
Well, sure.
Or less people are affected. Jesus, kind of sounds like they're reasoning for opening up America.
Then they talk about all the attempted abortion bans that are happening in the Bible Belt.
And that protects us from corona, too, by
Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Ohio, shame on you, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas.
Fuck you!
Ohio, what? Who touched Ohio when it was a kid?
West Virginia.
I mean, what? Seriously, West what Virginia. Happened to... West Virginia isn't on this list.
I know, but West Virginia is a state where a lot
touched
of
Ohio.
Fucked up shit happens, and it is literally touching Ohio. It's the southern border, you know.
Because you think, you know, Ohio, you think...
I don't know. I don't have a...
But holy fuck.
When I think Ohio...
Jim Jordan's from Ohio.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Ohio is not some, like, liberal mecca. You know,
I wouldn't think that, but I wouldn't...
Progressiveness.
I wouldn't necessarily think it would be, you know, Goose Stepper Central. Jim Jordan. Yeah.
Well, Jim Jordan's from Ohio.
Right. Well, and he's been sent back, what, twice now since... The diddling scandal broke out. They don't give a fuck.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, he elected. Yeah, they don't care. I mean, that's a wild thing too, because it makes me feel like sometimes these Republicans, the voters, don't really think about what these people do sometimes. Because imagine if you're on Jim Jordan's wrestling team, you had a wrestling match, you did good, you're gonna go in the shower, you're gonna shower off, you're gonna go home. I would go home and shower, because if you shower there, your team doctor, for
you
some reason...
You get your back scrubbed.
Yeah, he's going to be in the corner.
Maybe your crack.
I can't think of anything more disconcerting. I'm at a public shower, and in the corner over there is this dude hunched over just jacking it. That's my team doctor. That's my doctor, everybody. My doctor is spewing semen all over the shower floor. That's what he does. You know, this is what he does, though.
Spend a few extra hundy on some curtains, at least, to separate people.
Well, ruins...
This is the whole...
That ruins the point.
Standing in one room watching everybody's shower thing, or trying to desperately avoid watching everybody's shower...
Right.
...is just ridiculous.
Well, it doesn't
sound
like...
ridiculous, and it sounds like some, like designed by coaches who want to watch young athletes shower.
Yeah. Yeah, the doctor was like, no, we don't want to have any shower curtains.
Partitions? Those are unhealthy.
They can rub up against one and get a rash on their balls.
Which I will then apply a salve to.
With my tongue.
Even if they just have a sore throat.
Come here for a second. You got your ankles busted? Let me jack off on it. Weird doctor.
Hold on to those ankles.
Get out of there.
Senate Republicans tucked a tax change into the coronavirus relief legislation passed last month that will temporarily reduce the tax liability for certain businesses. 80% of the benefits will go to those who earn more than $1 million annually.
That's a weird number. That to me suggests that most of that money is going to go to people that earn over $1 million.
The main beneficiaries are hedge fund investors.
What?
And get this. Owners of real estate businesses.
Oh, I see. Real estate scumbags. We have those in our government, you know.
We have one at the top of our government.
Yeah. And Jared, don't forget Jared. Jared's a real scumbag.
In Idaho, the goose stepping dick drizzle.
Yeah.
Pussy district Dick Drizzle, Governor Brad Little, signed two anti-transgender bills.
Why now?
Into law.
Why?
One bars transgender and intersex girls from competing in girls' sports in state public schools. The other prohibits transgender. That's the dog squeak toy, which I understand causes laughter among some listeners hearing it in the background.
People love this dog. That's the feedback.
I love the dog.
Yep.
94% of the time.
Right. Well, they love the dog 100% of the time. So speak up, Shelby. Get on the show.
The other law that was passed in Idaho prohibits transgender and gender nonconforming people from changing the gender marked on their birth certificate to match their gender identity, which
Good
other
guy.
States that are more woke do.
These evangelicals with their goddamn agendas.
It's a cancer.
Yeah, and it's a pandering, too, because Trump, all the Republicans say, look what we're doing. We're protecting your daughters from being
Well, and it's such Google bullshit, bite, right?
Yes, it's total bullshit.
They restricted the science used to write environmental regulations. We knew that.
They restricted the science.
Yeah, we did that. But then, story.
Why would you restrict the science? That's a weird thing. I don't even understand that concept. How do you restrict science from like your consideration?
They limited significantly limited the type of research the government can use to draft environmental and public health regulations. They would give preference to studies where all data used is public, a move that would dismiss some of the most important environmental research of the past decade.
Oh, God.
According to the U.S., to the New York Times.
They are just trying to save money, cut regulations. They don't give a fuck. We want to restrict science in this decision. Boy, that's a fucked up thing to say.
For example, any research that uses private medical information of study subjects who were granted confidentiality would be suppressed. Because it's not publicly, you can't go talk to these people.
But the findings are not private. But you can't.
How do we know they're not cheating? You know these evil scientists are cheating to make gazillions of dollars. That's an answer I've never gotten that makes any sense.
Why?
From any of these assholes is, okay, there's 97, now 98% of climate scientists on the fucking planet say that there's global warming and that it's our fault.
Of course.
And we've exacerbated it. And we can do something about it.
All right.
And the window's closing to do something about
everybody
it.
Everybody knows that.
Or we're fucked.
Right.
We're fucked anyway. But we could be really fucked.
We all know we're fucked. Right? Everybody knows that.
2% of these other scientists are like, well, that's bullshit.
Well, they're jokes.
But we're supposed to believe... Why are 97%? You mean to tell me that some money machine, George Soros, is paying off 97% of the climate scientists on the planet?
And
they're all compromised.
Yes. And I'm sure a reputable scientist would do some findings and they would look at other findings and say, wow, most of these findings didn't find what I found. I should look at my findings to make sure.
Well, but
they can be wrong.
A significant portion of those 2%, if you follow the money, they're being paid by the fossil fuel industry.
Oh, okay. So they're actually restricting science and unrestricting money.
They're spinning. They're lying. Yes. Yes.
So the industry will say, here's a big giant pile of money. I need you to come to this conclusion. Do you think you can do that for me?
Right. I mean, I think Maddow's latest book is all about like big oil and its evil tendrils everywhere. And she gets into the whole Russian stuff because of Putin, you know, that's all
Putin's got. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And stuff like that. I think a lot of her book has to do with what shady businesses we're dealing with and how we're being run by a giant mafia. The world is being run by a giant mafia. Yeah. Called the fossil fuel industry.
Do you think Putin cares enough about his big pile of money to meddle in
yes
our research?
He's an ideologue too. He said one of the biggest disasters in history was the breakup of the Soviet Union.
But he's one of the richest guys on the planet, right?
Well, right.
I mean, if you have that much money, Putin, how do you sit around and say this thing was a giant disaster? You own everything.
Well, and it's quite obvious that that it wasn't a socialist or communist country because there were really rich people. There were oligarchs in Russia.
Right.
In, quote, communist Russia. Same thing with what's going on in China when the dummies try to say, oh, you vote for Bernie, huh? You want us to be like China. It's like, you dumb fucks. It's an authoritarian.
No, we want to
have... State-owned. We want the people to own shit.
Yeah, and we want universal health care and free education.
Right.
We don't want minimum wage,
a few
not
rich
shit.
People to own shit. We want we the people to own shit. Or
we're going to come take your shit.
Worker...
Taking all your shit.
Worker-owned companies and shit like that. You don't need one asshole with an MBA who lucked his way into cheated his way, his or her way, primarily his, into some CEO seat by being a fucking sociopath, capitalist, bottom line is the most important thing to this company at all costs type of guy. That's what has been rewarded in our society for the past 50, 60, 100 years. If you make money, you can get away with shit. Brad, what happened?
I spilled coffee here, not on me.
Not on my computer? Right?
No. Right there. God damn it.
Kentucky, some of the other shit that the Republicans have rammed through while we're woozy from the COVID. Kentucky's GOP-controlled legislature overrode Governor Andy Beshear's veto of their voter ID bill last week. So the democratically elected small D Democrat in Kentucky governor still has to deal with a GOP-controlled legislature, and they have a supermajority, so they have enough that when the governor shot down, he vetoed their stupid voter ID bill, they overrode it. So making it harder for people to vote in November, because that's all they got to try to keep the orange fuckwad still in charge.
Sorry.
The Interior Department moved forward with fossil fuel lease sales.
Thank you.
Including offering up to 78 million acres in the Gulf of Mexico.
In the water?
Four blocks that way.
Yeah, but in the water?
Yeah.
Despite
environmental groups calling for a halt to sales during the pandemic.
Yeah.
With oil prices dropping precipitously, the sale resulted in the lowest total for any U.S. offshore auction since 2016. So they sold it. They got bargain prices. Trump was probably like, you guys should buy this now.
But wait.
Buy these leases now because we're going to sell them all. Because prices is so low.
God, remember that drill, baby, drill thing? When was that? That was like...
Palin.
Yeah. It's disgusting. And let's say that...
And she's in Alaska.
Yeah.
She's around all that nature and shit.
Yeah. Oh, she doesn't care.
Although she I think she's a
flaming asshole.
She fucking shot wolves from a helicopter, which is...
She doesn't give a fuck.
The definition of unsporting.
Right. Yes. And also, is that fun?
I guess if you're into killing beautiful animals.
I mean, I don't want a wolf chasing me down and eating me and shit like that, but I'm not going to fuck with him.
The criminalized fossil fuel protests in three states, Kentucky, South Dakota, and West Virginia.
Vagina.
Quietly passed laws last month imposing criminal penalties on protests against fossil fuel infrastructure.
Jeez.
Such as pipelines.
Wow. We don't want to run into that again. Damn. Isn't there some court that will challenge that, will say that is insane?
Well, I hope so. The ACLU is challenging them. The ACLU said, while we're all paying attention to COVID-19 and the congressional stimulus packages, state legislatures are quietly passing fossil fuel-backed anti-protest laws.
Good
God. These laws do nothing new to protect communities. Instead, they seek to crack down on the sort of nonviolent civil disobedience that has shaped much of our nation's greatest political and social victory.
That is why this Donald Trump has to go. And you think about that Mueller report and that in the Ukraine call and in the vote in 2016, all those were chances to get Schindler out, and we failed every single motherfucking one of them.
Thanks to Republicans.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Senate, Mitch McConnell.
And he can't govern,
the
right?
Greater evil.
Oh, yeah. But he can't, but Schindler and the Republicans can't govern because all they give a fuck about are the fossil fuel industries and big business and hedge fund fucks. So much so that they want to send people out. How the fuck is Florida reopening when we are getting more and more corona cases every fucking day? Mm-hmm. And the deaths are increasing and hospitalizations are increasing. That doesn't make one bit of sense.
Tweet us during the show. I keep getting notifications. We're almost at 1,000 likes on that one tweet.
Oh, that's great. What is the tweet again?
Well, elsewhere in the news, 7:08 this morning, our time. So
yes,
8 a.m. D.C. time.
Corona.
Trump was probably trying to push out a big old McDonald's log and sitting on the pot tweeting.
Right.
I have instructed the United States Navy to shoot down and destroy any and all Iranian gunboats if they harass our ships at sea.
Just stop doing stuff. Well, why can't he just stop doing stuff?
Well, yeah.
Go back to golfing, dickhead. Go back to golfing. The bad shit probably happens when he golfs.
God, and it's all... define harass.
Yeah.
Define harass. He's willing to start... He's desperate to start a war, also. To help him stay in office. On top, because the COVID is literally killing his re-election.
What a nightmarish kind of option. Okay, we're dealing with this pandemic. Now I want to make up a reason to go to war with a major military power.
That's all I can think of.
We're in the middle of this corona crisis on the globe. And what the U.S. wants to do is start World War III.
What he wants to do is start World War III.
Yeah. That's a bad idea, isn't it? Is there anyone in that White House that would say, Mr. President, that is not a great idea? Nobody will say that.
Not anymore. Not many. Probably.
See, they need to, in that White House, if they were smart, they would sit there and they'd be thinking, how do we get some money every month out to people so they don't have to go out and spread this shit?
So I don't know when his, well, let's check his Twitter and see what.
The last tweetage.
When the next, well, he's probably going to say, I'm on at 4:30 or whatever. Here we go. I will be having a White House press conference today at 5:45 p.m. Thank you! Exclamation point.
So be sure to watch The Great Leader. I mean, good God, man. And he's going to brag about his fucking ratings?
David, like you give, it's in good shape, right? We're opening again, Mike. It's starting to move. A lot of states here.
This is his tree planting ceremony.
Is he talking to Mike Pence?
Today. I think so.
A tree planting ceremony.
Yeah. He and Melania are making some overtime.
I'm at the
went down
pavilion.
On the tree planting. Yeah. Went down to plant a tree with him.
Do they still have the tennis pavilion?
Still working on it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Getting us open again. We're opening again, Mike. It's starting to move. A lot of states here. In great shape, and they're starting to move it along. And very importantly, Karen Pence, who's been so fantastic and did such a great job representing the country. Thank you, Karen. Beautiful job. Ooh. Also, here is
he allegedly hates Karen Pence.
You think he's scared of her?
Yeah, he hates her and he's afraid of her.
Why? What does she do? Why is she so scary?
Because she's smart and doesn't put up with this shit, probably.
No, fuck.
Here's David Bernhardt, Sonny Perdue, Administrator Wheeler, Andrew Wheeler, thank you, and Leader Kevin McCarthy. And what a job he's done. And good vote the other day, yesterday, that's good. How's it, but previous to that, and when are you voting on the Thursday? Good. Is that a guarantee?
Oh, God. You know, this is fascinating.
You know, Thursday. Yeah. It's all theater. I mean, you know.
Look, we're working.
It is
shouldn't you know this?
Shouldn't
you're the president.
Yes.
Shouldn't you know when they're vote? You're the head of the party.
At the very
should
least,
should you not know when they're going to vote on these major issues?
Yeah,
shouldn't
yeah.
you be in on the loop?
But wait, do you remember when he was explaining Trump care?
Well, there was no Trump care.
Yeah. I mean, didn't he have moments? God, be careful, dog. Did she just fall off the fucking
she
chair?
She fell onto her squeaker, though.
Damn.
Which was a little on the funny side. Come on, buddy.
Are you part Jack Russell?
Come on.
I mean, those dogs are very exact when they jump and leap.
Yeah, she's got something else in there. She's from Alabama.
Right.
She's got some Alabama other in her.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
Right, puppy?
The good kind of Alabama.
So right. There you go. It's very in honor of Earth Day.
It's Earth Day.
Tree planting ceremony.
God, why bother planting? I'm going to plant a tree, and then I'm going to say that the oil industry can dump more shit into the environment. What's the fucking point? What's going on?
I think you're kicking a wire.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Is it fucked up?
It just was clicking. It's okay. No, okay. I think when you kick the wire, it clicks. Let's see what the Drudge Repo.
Yes,
has. I feel a fucking sneeze coming on. It's not the COVID. I saw this earlier. Sending more money to the states. Okay. Mitch McConnell thinks the states should just go bankrupt. Fuck them.
Well, how do you pay for like the cops, first responders, what about hospitals and shit like that? Go bankrupt. His state even.
He said today that he favors allowing states struggling. This is like Illinois with high public employee pension costs amid the burdens of the pandemic response to declare bankruptcy rather than give them a federal bailout. So big business.
Oh, yeah.
Big banks, big Wall Street, all that shit. We can bail them out. But
isn't like the states.
Pension costs and stuff like that, which in many states have been fucked by Republicans.
Well, that's people's retirement.
Yes.
How do you not fund that shit?
Because in states where they've had money, Republicans don't want to put money to it. They don't like pensions.
But that's a state budget that goes to making the state operate.
They're trying to blame the unions for breaking these states. This is what this is all about. It's anti-labor.
If you're saying that
these evil. Evil unions are negotiating these crazy pensions for these people that work for the government for 30 years of their life.
What does that have to do? Excuse me. What does that have to do with the federal government funding states and
because the pension, they can't pay their pensions.
But who cares what the labor unions want? I mean, if you're the federal government, don't you have to give money to the state?
Well, no, that's what he's saying. Go bankrupt.
But that's bad. We don't want our states to go bankrupt.
That'll teach you. That'll teach you for being in labor unions and organizing against your big daddy.
Do you think...
this is the employer of the government.
Yeah.
The employer.
Yeah. That's cops.
Which should be for the people, which should be
bridges,
pro-union.
Roads, shit like that.
Everything. Infrastructure. Municipal workers, all the bullshit.
That's like saying, I'm not going to pay for the country that I'm in charge of.
Well, you know, it's very federalist, except when they want to make abortion illegal or or impose a...
It just doesn't make any sense, man. It's like, what's the point of having a country then? So we're just going to have a bunch of boundaries here and there, and then, you know, we'll have corporations scattered all about the motherfucker.
Right.
No infrastructure.
Right.
So how... I don't know. It just seems shitty.
He said, Mitch McConnell, I would certainly be in favor of allowing states to use the bankruptcy route.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Just send them money so they don't have to use the bankruptcy route. The bankruptcy route sounds like a shitty route.
Doesn't bankruptcy sound like we don't have to pay you anymore?
Yes.
Your pension. Oh. Sorry. A city worker who busted his ass for 40 years as a trash collector or something like that or whatever. Sorry about that.
What will it do
your
to the country?
Country's going away or sudden, going way down.
If you're not paying people that actually work for the state correctly, you're not paying what you agreed to pay them.
And some of the states, you know, these evil capitalists can't handle money sitting there. For a rainy day, they're like, this should be in 401ks. So they passed all these laws where they took the money in the pension funds and they threw them into 401ks or they threw them into the market or whatever.
That's happened
everywhere. No, where you don't get pensions anymore. Where
Why?
Do you where do you go and get a pension? Now they've fucked us into that 401k bullshit. So that they get to gamble with your the money that they have to give you.
And is a sell on that you'll get a high you get your money will be working for you. Is that the sell?
Their money
will be working for you.
Is working for them.
For them.
And yours might work for you.
But I have a 401k. It's my money, right?
But they're contributing to it or matching contributions and things, okay. Right?
But you're contributing to my 401k. So that's right. My money, motherfucker.
But less than what they would to a pension.
Oh.
Where you would just get a guaranteed lump sum of money at a certain monthly, weekly, whatever.
The way you describe that sounds like a shitty deal for the worker. I mean, gosh, geez.
Wow.
We can't do anything with these fuckheads in office. You sure as shit can't do anything good with Donald Trump in office.
Hugh Hewitt, he was talking to a right wing ball bag.
Oh, yes. Apologize to ball bags.
It's, Hugh Hewitt said, well, yeah, what about California, Illinois, and Connecticut?
Yeah.
What do they have in common? States that had given too much to public employee unions.
Given too much to public employees.
And get this, McConnell said he's reluctant to take on more debt. They passed a tax cut that blew an extra $1 trillion in the deficit.
How do you explain that any more clearer? How did deplorables not understand
matter.
This government doesn't give a fuck about you.
You can't explain it
they
to them. They don't understand it.
Give a fuck.
All they'll say is, oh, yeah, well, the debt more than doubled under that black guy. That's all I know.
They want you to go back to work.
Huh?
They want you to go back to work in this. They want people to go exist in this pandemic like it's not fucking happening. And then all the rich people, of course, will be protected.
Right, because they're gambling.
And the labor force will just die off. A lot of people will die, and they don't give a fuck. I mean, Trump's even sort of said, like, when he talks about projected deaths from the pandemic, hasn't he said that, I mean, if it ends up to be under 100,000, then, like, that's a win?
Oh, yeah, he's already spiking the football. We knew that was going to happen when
We're
that report came out that said if we did nothing, it would be 1.5 to 2.2 or something million deaths.
God.
If nothing was done.
Yes.
And so we knew he would use that as a baseline, and we all also predicted that he would inflate the numbers.
Yay!
And say, not only was it 2 million, but I've seen reports that say it could have been a lot more if I hadn't imposed that China ban.
Listen, fascist!
And I hadn't done perfectly, I give myself a 10.
We're at the epicenter, but no. You don't get a 10 if your country's the epicenter of the virus. And you knew.
If you're grading your own papers.
November 2019, the motherfucker knew. There was intelligence reports out there that knew. He just pretended like it wasn't going to happen.
And now we're finding that we had deaths before they were reported.
Oh, my God.
They're doing autopsies on people that died, like, in February.
That's crazy, man. I mean...
and they're finding they died of the COVID.
COVID. You know what kills me about this? There is so much we don't know about the virus. And to hear Donald Trump and the Republicans talk about it, it's like they must know something that we don't. Like, if they think it's okay to go out and work,
no, what do you
and
mean
not,
they know something we don't?
The only... Explain
they
to me,
lack something we have. Decency.
Right.
Empathy.
Why?
Value for human life. Even their disgusting, evil, racist lives.
Why if the chief of the CDC tells you it's not time to go back to work, why is the president squawking that it's time to go back to work? He must want people
well,
to die.
Personally... No, he doesn't care. All he knows is that if the economy is doing badly, he will not get reelected. It's that simple with him.
He doesn't care?
No.
Wait. That's impossible. We're in a pandemic.
Have you, Show me evidence.
Okay. I don't know. Siri, does Donald Trump give a fuck if
in 3 years
people die?
He heard about a family that was wiped out when a kid was flung.
Yeah.
A kid was flung a half a mile in a tornado.
Oh, God.
And he went back to his house, found out his whole family was dead. And Trump is like, oh, what happened to the family?
Oh,
and they're like,
right.
Everybody got killed. And he was like, oh, well, okay, well, let's go look at some more houses.
I mean,
it was like there was zero empathy there. Oh, his whole family died. Oh, well.
He's looking at houses. That's how he sees, like, when he goes and sees, like, a disaster scene, he doesn't sit there and think, oh, my God.
He's thinking about how much money
that person's life is fucked up.
Developers, yeah, I'm going to call this guy that I know in this town and say, look, you got, there's a great opportunity to buy some cheap land right now.
He doesn't sit there and think, this guy with a boat in his front yard, his house is ripped open, that this guy's life is fucked for the time being.
Absolutely
not. He's got to have a roof, right?
Not one.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Not one cell in his brain fires in that direction.
Good God. How I right now I want to hand it to Vladimir Putin. Good job, buddy. You did a real good job. Somehow you made America think that a better choice for president would be Donald Trump, a guy that toddles around the Miss Teen Universe backstage, ogling at underage girls, and then when he's not doing that, he's raping.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what else the fucking guy does. He hosted a reality show where, you know, when the cameras weren't rolling, he used to, you know, bust out the N-word here and there. But no, no, don't vote for Madam Secretary. She's going to spend the first 2 years in jail. They said she would be the first president to serve her term out in a federal jail cell.
Right.
Okay. Now, not to put too fine a point on it, let's review some of the motherfuckers that are in a jail cell right now that did work on that fucking guy's campaign and served for him. Fucking Paul Manafort.
Cohen. Who may get out early.
He is getting out, right?
Is he?
Yeah. Not Harvey Weinstein, by the way.
Writing a book.
Shit, yes.
Planning a tell-all book before the election.
Hey,
according to the reports,
dude, how does he protect himself? Somebody like that, some scumbag like Michael Cohen that spent the better part of his career running corrupt businesses, sucking Trump's dick. All of a sudden, he's going to turn on that organization. Isn't he nervous?
Yeah, I would, for the book deal. I would tell my publisher I want security.
I mean, if you're Trump, don't you call up Vlad and say, "Hey, this Cohen guy's going to write a book. Can we get rid of him?"
Well, that's what Putin would recommend.
Well, see, Putin also...
It's polonium.
See, like, the thing is, like, if I ran a country, I would be wary about working with someone like Putin because, like, Putin, the Russian attorney general, I don't even know if they have one. I don't know. Is he going to look into anything Putin's doing?
I mean, I would assume they have something.
Do they have a special counsel looking into how Putin might have influenced
our
elections?
No, nobody's looking into what Putin's doing. He succeeded in what Trump wants to do.
Yeah, because he's a strong man.
Right.
You'll get slathered with polonium.
So there you go. That's what's going on with Mitch McConnell. Let the states declare bankruptcy. Fuck them.
That doesn't
make any sense. Because he's worried about the debt.
Have you heard Cuomo explain? Cuomo explained why you needed to fund the states. He says you need to fund the states because they're the states. Right. And he also was like, you know, there's policemen, first responders.
Well, right.
You don't really. It's kind of fucked up that it wouldn't be in a. How is it just not a mechanism in our federal government that states get their money?
Well, I think there is. I think there are limits to how the federal government, you know, like he can't necessarily cut off funds in all ways. A lot of it comes from Congress.
Yeah.
But with Mitch McConnell there, I mean, who the fuck knows?
Right.
Nothing's going to get done.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if we don't win the Senate. If you think it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be. The stress levels are going to go down 95% because we'll have the House and the White House. But if we don't get the Senate, it's going to be like Obama's second term. Nothing's going to get done. And then President Biden will have to sign executive orders to try to get shit done. And they're going to squeal bloody murder about a tyrannical president signing executive orders, even though that's all Trump has
done. Oh, my God. If I was the next president, I would make no secret. I'd be like, yes, you're going to hate me and you're going to squeal, you little fucking bitches.
All the presidential candidates said,
we're coming for your ass.
Day one, January 21st. We're signing a pile of executive orders to remove all of Trump's executive orders. God.
I mean, the thing with Trump is he goes out of his way to do a lot of underhanded shit just to stay in office, just to stay in power, right? That's why I reached out to Ukraine to have him look into Joe Biden's son.
Right.
I mean, that's why he, you know, he took Putin's help in the election. I'm just wondering, it's hard for me to believe a guy like that will lose the election and he'll be like, you know what? You're right. I'm leaving and it's fine. No big deal. That's just not who he is. Because you know, if he would have lost 2016, he would have contested the results. He said that.
Well, yeah, he wouldn't guarantee that he would concede.
He wouldn't guarantee that he would concede. That's fucking mind-blowing in our history. Have we ever heard a president running for office say that?
I don't know.
You might have to go back to like the 1800s or some lunatic.
Well, and who knows what the fuck they said.
Get the fuck out of here.
Who knows what was going on?
Shit. You imagine, I wonder what the politics were like surrounding the Spanish flu in 1918.
Huh?
I wonder what the politics were like surrounding the Spanish flu. I wonder if
there was similar
comparisons.
There was shit going on.
End of the war.
Yeah. Meanwhile, enjoying, besides like Stephen Miller and the jizz fountains going off on the right for all the anti-immigration crowd.
Fountains of ejaculate.
We have a group called VDARE, VDARE.
What the fuck is that?
A white nationalist organization.
Hey, fuck yeah!
Anti-immigration.
Hell yeah!
A writer named Peter Brimelow.
Hey, Peter, if you're involved in that organization, then you don't need to tell me that you're an anti-immigration guy. I get it. You're a white supremacist, you fuck.
And his white nationalist organization, VDARE, have declared victory in the wake of Trump's announcement that he plans to temporarily cease immigration.
Does it bother anyone in this country that our president does something, and in some, I've never even heard of this group, VDARE.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck they are, all of a sudden they're happy.
Peter Brimelow is the dude's name.
Brimelow. I'm an idiot. God, Peter. So I assume Peter Brimelow has a job, and then as a thing that he does for fun, he runs his white supremacist fucknut organization. He likes it.
So this guy tweeted, I do wonder if there's anyone else in the entire executive branch who had any idea D. Trump was going to tweet out an immigration ban. But who cares? He's right. And I predicted disease would be the catalyst in my book, Alien Nation, 25 years ago.
You fuckhead. You're selling a book.
Yeah.
Why are you what the fuck, man? Why are you happy about this? Why is he happy that our president feels like he has to stop immigration because of disease? That's not good news.
I think we have more followers than this guy, if that's any consolation.
Okay, Brimelow. Sorry, Brimelow, you're a loser. Your ratings are garbage. Your ratings suck.
VDARE.com.
Sounds so stupid. VDARE. What do you guys do?
He's got a story about quoting Ann Coulter about media lies.
Okay.
His next story. Trump has put an immigration moratorium in play. Not enough. But something.
Well, not enough. He stopped immigration.
Temporarily only. These guys want it stopped.
They want the country white.
Yes.
And they probably want ICE to go into our cities and our, you know, our towns.
Sure.
And deport brown people.
Televise that shit.
Oh, yeah. Shit, yes. What are you watching? I'm watching the Deportation Channel. It's hard to eat Fritos and jack off at the same time.
Get me another tub of lard.
Yeah. You are a tub of lard.
I dip my fries in it and I use it to jerk off.
It's all the same pile of pink goo. All these racists have made it the same garbage. Stupid, ignorant pink goo.
We do have a couple of these assholes. This is from Right Wing Watch.
Yay.
Another. God, listen to the names.
The fuck,
listen
man.
To the evil superhero DC comic names these guys give themselves. Oh. White nationalist activist Augustus Saul Invictus.
Saul, though. Saul is a Jewish name.
S-O-L.
Oh, okay. Soul like De La Soul. What's his name again?
Augustus Saul Invictus.
I am Augustus Saul Invictus! God, you fucking...
On his birth certificate, his name is Austin Gillespie.
Oh, wow. Wow, jeez. Similar?
But his D&D name is Augustus Saul Invictus.
He's D&D?
No.
He's, okay.
God, well, I don't know.
You play D&D. There's a white supremacist D&D. That no, play that no, shit.
I'm just his LARPing.
Oh, yeah.
Invictus! Well, he's a white nationalist activist, and his father, John Gillespie, have both been arrested on separate charges.
Yay!
Augustus Saul Invictus was arrested earlier this year on charges of kidnapping.
Okay.
High and aggravated domestic violence.
High and aggravated. So he was...
He was
tweaked?
No. High. It means really bad. So...
Oh, okay.
It was really significant violence.
Right.
And aggravated usually means with something. Like he went after whoever, his partner with a...
Oh, with a knife with an or object, something. Or, a yeah, blender. Yeah.
Doesn't that usually aggravated means...
I always thought aggravated mean you were extra angry.
Oh, possession of a firearm while committing a violent crime.
Yay!
After he choked his wife, held a gun to her head, and forced her... Oh, well, this is unforgivable. Forced her to accompany him to Florida.
Oh, my God. Welcome to our state, by the way. Jeez.
Actually, it's a lovely state.
Yeah. Just got to...
Lots of good people. Some
right.
fucking assholes.
Oh, yes. Vote blue. I mean, you know,
but for some reason, a South Carolina judge.
Yes.
Threw out the kidnapping charge.
Okay.
And allowed him to leave jail with a $10,000 bond.
Okay.
Despite the wife begging to keep him behind bars for her and her kids' safety.
And they're all quarantined together?
No. This is, before the COVID.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ.
But the judge said, stay away from the wife. Why would this South Carolina judge see that this guy choked his wife, put a gun to her head, dragged her to Florida, and then dropped a kidnapping charge? It's the definition of kidnapping.
Yeah. Why would you drop that? And what would make
Unless
this...
he's a member.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who this judge is.
Well, I mean, you have to look at shit like that because on its face, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you're going to tell a guy that was abusive to his wife and then drag her to Florida and some other shit, just leave her alone? It doesn't sound like this guy's
stay
vibe.
Away from her.
Okay.
Well. Or will you all stay away from her again?
Jeez. It's like our government hates women.
It's very religious.
Yeah. But wait, that doesn't make any sense. It's very religious. So they hate women?
Yeah, religion, the Christian religion especially is very subjugating.
No. It's all about faith and spirituality and, you know.
Where?
I don't know.
Who?
Not here.
So then... Of course, he ends up being arrested again for violating the no contact condition and the protection order.
Okay. Jeez. He didn't listen to the judge. That's a shocker.
She said he approached her at a park.
Oh, okay.
And made daily third-party contact. So he had other people contact her, demanding to see his children.
Oh, shit. Damn.
In one instance, he sent a text message to the daughter instructing the wife to bring the kids to the park, quote, or else.
Jesus Christ.
In another text, he texted the kids that your mother is a whore.
Jeez.
Because she had had a conversation with a stranger.
You think these white supremacist types, is it impossible for them to leave their work at home? But not bring their work home with them, do you think? You think that's what's going on here? I mean,
they're damaged, sad, pathetic, insecure little cowards.
Is that what this guy does full-time, this Brimelo? Does he run this?
I don't know.
Is it a full-time job? Does it generate
income?
Well,
this is Invictus.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm sorry. That's Invictus.
That was the last story. That's a different...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was V-Dare, who's really happy that Trump...
But this guy is also a white supremacist.
Oh, yeah. This is a different white supremacist story. It's America, after all. We got plenty of them.
It's very confusing. I think we need like a chart just to let me know which white supremacists we're fucking talking about. God! I mean, fuck!
The wife estimated he contacted her over 20 times.
Jeez.
Through the daughter, trying to harass her. Oh, creepy. Additionally, officials obtained messages from Invictus. It just cracks me up when they call him Invictus.
Invictus.
From Invictus's phone, in which he sent photos of his wife's vehicle and license plate to others in an effort to locate her.
In his group or something? In his
people in the
clan?
Neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
He was also tracked driving in circles looking for his wife's residence. Like, he didn't know where she was staying.
But he knew she was in some, like...
certain part of town, probably.
Good God. God. Terrifying.
Orange County, Florida, of course.
Oh, God. Where is that, Orange County? That's, who fucking knows? Probably in the middle of it. This sounds like Central Florida shit to me.
And then his father, get this, unrelated. I mean, his father's related to him, but this is an unrelated arrest.
Okay.
The elder Gillespie worked as a criminal defense attorney.
Yes.
In Central Florida.
Oh, Central fucking Florida.
He was arrested on Saturday after he agreed to pay for sex with a law enforcement agent posing as a 16-year-old girl.
Shit, man. I was going to say, damn, they're not paying cops enough. They got to moonlight as prostitutes.
Oh, investigators claim that Gillespie was using his law firm to recruit women into prostitution for what could be as long as the last 20 years.
Oh, my God. They've discovered. Jeffrey Epstein Jr. over here. Wait a second. That's not why you get a law firm, right? That's not what law firms do.
I apparently this one did.
I thought law firms were supposed to practice law, not like low-key human traffic.
Well, these are white supremacists.
Oh, yeah. Orange, Florida, by the way, is it's just south of Daytona and just north of Orlando. It's central fucking Florida, in the middle of nowhere. Gators and John Travolta lands his plane down there.
Authorities wiretapped several of Gillespie's phones, intercepted several calls that led agents to believe John Gillespie was, in fact, prostituting out several females from his residence.
God.
When an undercover officer posed as a 16-year-old girl was introduced to him, Gillespie agreed to feature her in, quote, adult webcamming. And prostituting her out for people to pay $100 to have sex with her.
Jesus Christ. Adult webcamming. That makes it sound like it's like a sport, webcamming.
He provided the women with illegal drugs.
Yes.
Posted them online as escorts. Arranged the prostitution dates and allowed them to use his Melbourne home.
Gosh.
For the acts of prostitution.
Damn. So this guy's like, okay, here's your starter kit. Here's some keys to my house. Here's some meth. Here's some coke. Here's some mushrooms.
Sounds like it was a little higher end, maybe. Like he was, I mean, if it's, you come to my house, it's probably like his
Oh,
it's probably like his rich buddies and, stuff.
Jeez, I mean.
I mean, I don't know, but
right.
I'm just speculating.
Yes. I wonder what that is. I mean, are there any awards for webcamming? Are there none? Like set design, set decoration, costume design, cinematography?
I mean, that's what's going on in White Nationalistville.
Because
I mean, specifically, outwardly, white nationalist. The whole country is White Nationalistville right now.
How do you think art directors feel now that all of a sudden the show they work on, they have nothing to do with the backgrounds?
What shows are we talking about?
Well, like shows, news shows, just in general. Like if you look at people, you know, they're on their
webcams. The entertainment industry is hurting, and they're that's why the Republicans were saying, look at evil Hollywood trying to get stimulus money. But people aren't working. They're not shooting stuff right now.
Do people think evil Hollywood is, you know, what's his face? The rapist? Harvey Weinstein? Oh, they think it's just Harvey Weinstein? He's just a bunch of rich motherfuckers raking in the dough? It's grips. It's union guys.
Food services.
It's everything.
Drivers.
It's everything you can imagine that would surround any fucking industry.
Right. Let's see. We've got.
And by the way, what are you watching when you're stuck at home? Anyway, shit that Hollywood makes. You know.
Let's see. We've got. I don't know. I don't think we ever played this guy.
Yes.
The devil and his operatives. And many people are Satan's pawns and they don't even know it. Mm-hmm. Some of these secularists, some of the immoral entertainment figures.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Is that us?
We're secularists.
Secularist.
Some of these politicians, they don't even know that they are a pawn in the hand of Satan.
Jeez.
But Satan hates the Constitution. His operatives, by extension, do. Why? Because the Constitution, for the first time in world history, said your rights come from an eternal God.
Doesn't say that.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. Satan, he's making all these, these conclusions about what Satan likes, what he does, and all this other shit. He said Satan's hand. Everybody knows Satan has a claw, number one.
Or hoof.
And by the way, he's Satan, you dickhead. Satan doesn't give a fuck about our Constitution. That's what I would say. If Satan exists, some dude that can shoot fire out of his asshole, who's in charge of Hades?
That's a different Satan.
That's a different Satan?
Yeah.
What Satan is he talking about?
He's at a sex show in Amsterdam.
Oh, okay.
Shoots.
Oh, I have fire out of his ass.
Fires out of his ass.
How would you do that? I guess the same way you spit fire.
And the Constitution does not say that the rights come from God. Actually, nor does the fucking Declaration, which is what they always talk about.
Yeah.
The all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Now, Jefferson pored over every syllable of that document. We know he did.
Right. Or a slave did.
And he, there's no way in fucking hell that word there.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that they are endowed by the creator. It doesn't say by God. They could have easily said that they are endowed by God with certain unalienable rights. He didn't say that specifically. He said they are endowed by their creator, which is the best way in the fucking 17th century to say you
Buddha, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. To be Jeebus, secular and to be right. Neutral in religion.
Why does this right-wing nut job on his radio show think that he has the final definitive understanding of the Constitution and not say, like, I don't know, some fucking constitutional law professor or some...
Because God.
Constitutional lawyer. Oh, God.
Right.
God downloaded the info into his fucking
this is God's country. They're
brain.
Convinced that this is a Christian country. Shit. They want us to declare Christianity the state religion of the United States of America.
What more more these, do you fucking yeah, want? These it's dominionists, on the money, you bitch.
These dominionists, they want to take over everything and instill a Christian theocracy.
They never have a moment where they look
hyperbole.
At, they look at our society and say, oh my God, look at the effect religion has had on this fucking society.
The Seven Mountains philosophy, where you take over the media, you take over entertainment, they take over seven parts of society.
Okay.
And that's when they'll have the country.
How many parts do they have now?
I don't know. I'd have to look up the mountains. I don't know. I don't remember what all the mountains are.
Press.
For the first time in world history, said your rights come from an eternal God and you have worth as a human.
What we're calling progressivism and political correctness is what the Apostle John called a spirit of Antichrist. Amen.
Oh God, I don't know who this asshole is talking to him now.
Inspired by Antichrist. God, listen to this fucking guy. Nobody, I'm sorry.
Co-host Andrew Womack.
Hey, listen, can I say something very shitty? I'm sorry, but that accent, I mean, not to be a dick, but I don't know. Do you think you figured out what's going on up in the heavens before anyone else has? Or
sure.
Are you the genius, dickhead? Are you
Doesn't
genius?
Matter. He's figured out how to make dumb people believe he has.
Oh, yeah. How does this guy make money, by the way? Does he sell colloidal silver like Jim Baker and Alex Jones?
He's a Jesus guy.
God. Oh, this religion sucks.
Right when Christian apologist Alex McFarland appeared on the Truth and Liberty Coalition's weekly live stream program.
Yay!
So they do some, it looks like Coach Dave does, some Google Hangout or Zoom or something.
Oh, yes. That Coach Dave thing, that Hangout is very sad because this is all I picture. I picture idiots that would otherwise be like lining up at a Planned Parenthood trying to intimidate people getting health care, yelling at people. And those guys have put together a show where they talk and then people listen. That's crazy. That's nutty.
So Satan hates the Constitution.
Well, yeah, of course.
There you go.
Of course. Satan hates the Constitution. Satan doesn't give a fuck. Satan can shoot fire out of his eyeballs. Satan can fuck you up. Satan's got a real problem with the Satan going to sue us?
We've got, I'm just, there's a couple of the, couple of the responses that we've gotten.
Yes.
Are
from your twat?
Less than kind.
About what?
The tweet.
Yes.
One says, politicize it much, you fools. Take your word wars to mommy's basement.
Hey, fuckhead.
Because Trump said shoot down the boats.
Okay, well, it's floor.
I'm noticing a lot of these are focusing on the whole boat thing and ignoring the whole thing that I said as number one, which was number one, nice dog wagging attempt, but we all still see your total shit show of a response to the pandemic. Number two, you don't shoot down boats, you fucking moron. That was our tweet. And that's the tweet that's got 900-some likes.
That one guy's like, why are you engaging in verbal warfare?
Why are you politicizing it?
It's Twitter. And we have a podcast where we talk about politics. Why are you politicizing it?
What do you think Trump is doing?
My God.
I've ordered them to shoot down those Iranian boats.
A capital P. That's politicizing. You dumb fuck. How are we going to start a war with another country when we have this coronavirus and we need to socially distance? How do you do that?
Look at me. I'm Billy Badass behind the keyboard. Little pansy too scared to use a profile pic. So intimidating.
That's us?
Yeah.
We have a profile pic.
Well, we have our logo.
Hey, fuck you, idiot.
And with links to our names and shit. We say our names every fucking day on the show. Mr. Oh, 45 followers.
Oh, yes. Shut up, you Russian fuck. I mean, that's kind of xenophobic, but.
This one says, you blast him out of the water, genius. Another one. You're in grave danger of your TDS killing you before any virus.
TDS?
Trump Derangement
Syndrome? Fuck you.
And this one, I've seen this theme all morning and people responding to people making fun of Trump for saying shoot down a boat. When a boat sinks, which way does it go?
Well, it goes down.
Shoot down. Okay. Here we go. Trump 2020 MAGA. On the lib.
You know, when Obama would talk about important military shit going down, it or anything, this is a dumb thing to say. When Obama talked about stuff, it seemed like he knew what he was talking about. Isn't that something? I mean, it's
this one said with 15 followers says, you are a special snowflake.
Fuck you. Special snowflake.
Technically you sink a boat, it goes down.
Oh God. Shut up, simpleton.
42 followers. See, these are all.
You think they're bots?
Yeah. And by bot, it doesn't, the bot has expanded
its
meaning on the Twitter, on the social media.
Yes.
I see a lot of these responses where somebody's like, ignore the bot. And then the bot comes back and says, I'm not a bot. I'm a person. Fuck you. Suck my dick. Ha ha ha. MAGA 2020.
But that's an algorithm, right?
Well, no, not necessarily. It could be a real person being paid.
Yeah.
To answer 20, 50 tweets a half hour or something.
Jesus Christ.
So there might be a real person behind it, but the term bot has expanded to include people who are also being hired to spread disinformation.
See, that's the crazy thing about this social media is that...
Troll is also...
Yeah. I mean, somebody like Putin or some other state where... Does Putin have any oversight? Is there anybody in Russia that says, hey... Don't do this. You shouldn't do that. Rein it in. There's no organization that manages that guy, right? He can just do whatever the fuck he wants to.
Yeah.
So social media is like a golden opportunity for him. He can actually reach out directly to dumb fucking Americans and make them believe Hillary Clinton would be a horrible choice for president. They better vote for Trump. That's crazy.
Here's a bigger one, 13,000 followers. The Democrat wrap-up smear going on against the best president of our lifetime doesn't take away the fact that President Trump has saved millions of lives internationally.
Yes.
Bill Clinton is still kind of wag the dog by diverting attention from his rape with a war. What?
Oh, okay. When the Monica Lewinsky stuff came out, Bill lit up that chemical factory somewhere in the Middle East or in Africa, right?
Okay, well, maybe he did. I don't know. I'd have to look into it.
Bill Clinton's not president right now.
That was 30 years ago.
God damn. I mean, what the fuck? Why are... See, they do this all the time. They rehash.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, Warren G. Harding.
Yeah. What about him? God.
But
these guys... See, this is very scary, this coronavirus, because... To me,
this is funny. It's not fucking moron. It's president fucking moron.
Yeah, that's good.
That's funny.
But it's like, do the Republicans ever have a moment where they're like, God, you know what? We're in the middle of this pandemic. There's 40,000 deaths, more than that. Our healthcare system is about to collapse. We can't leave our house. I think Donald Trump was a bust.
Go back to propping up your denture boy Biden, you half-wits.
Hey, listen, to all you Bernie bros and you fuckheads, like slamming Biden every fucking chance you get, go fuck yourself.
This one has 46 followers. You're the moron. His statement makes perfect sense. A boat shot down from a destroyer is sinking down. Also, he's always been able to do more than one thing at a time. And idiots, apostrophe S.
Oh, my God.
Idiots keep trying to take advantage of a crisis. Straight out of your handbook to their demise.
What handbook? What is the handbook?
I don't know what he's talking
about. What is the handbook?
You are a moron. You are the moron. You are a liberal moron.
My God.
I love Twitter.
We are going to wake up one day and say, hey,
zero followers.
Oh, that's a bot.
And zero following.
Jeez.
And no picture.
Look at our numbers, you fuck. You feckless fuck. What do you want to do? Wake up one day and say, hey, look, we're hungry.
Hey, dumb fucking moron, you can shoot down boats as well, you fat fuck. You fat fuck.
Jeez.
Who's fat? You fat fuck. It goes down to the bottom of the ocean, you fucking liberal idiot.
Oh, thank you.
And then Oh, listen to this. This is WWG1WGAQAnon, John Stowe.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
You're the moron. You do shoot down the harassment.
You shoot it? How
I don't know. They're twisting their tiny little brains into pretzels to try to put together some logic.
Yes.
To explain that he said something stupid. Why he said something stupid.
I mean, you know, that the fact that...
I like reading hate tweets.
Oh, yeah, they're good. They're pretty funny. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's like, I don't understand how you spin this pandemic that it's just not a tremendous failure on his part. And I don't know how.
Well, it's not. And his approval ratings are plummeting.
Yeah. We're talking about the bottom of the barrel motherfuckers and trolls that are coming to his defense now.
Yeah.
This is the worst of us. The worst of our society.
Breitbart's upset. They put out a headline. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is urging work boycotts in reopened states. She's telling people don't go. Fuck them.
It's not a work boycott.
If you're stupid, yeah. Don't go.
She's trying to tell her constituents
but here's the thing.
How to protect themselves against the
pandemic.
They're
trying to open up, quote, open up, so that people will no longer be able to claim unemployment if they want to stay home and avoid COVID or... if they get sick from the COVID.
Yeah,
and have to take time off. No more unemployment for you because we've opened up. There's no more mandate that you can't go to work. You're back to your shitty old draconian labor laws, which is no guaranteed paid sick leave, etc. No paid vacation time, etc.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does if you only care about the money.
That doesn't make any sense. We're in the middle of a pandemic. So, okay, let's take away all the social safety nets.
Right.
So we all just die in the fucking streets.
Well, they're hoping the brown ones.
Yeah. Gross. These Republican idiots are fucking gross and, you know, oh, God.
Meanwhile, yesterday, a new one-day high for the corona deaths in the country. And here is how Trump... open today's press conference.
Oh, my God.
Which is terrific, and Detroit has passed its peak. These trends demonstrate that our aggressive strategy to battle the virus is working.
His.
Fighting the governors the entire way. When California early declared a state of emergency and shut shit down, everyone was like, oh, my God, tyranny. California is like China. Remember that asshole Kay Ivey, the governor of our neighbors to the north, Alabama, here said, we're not shutting down. We're not shutting everything down. We're not California.
Holy fuck.
Where they take your rights away from you.
What do you think?
And let MS-13 rape your daughters and turn your sons gay.
Okay. So... what is the South going to look like? Because it didn't do what California did.
Strap in.
I mean, aren't we nervous about that?
I mean, people are.
But Kay Ivey, on some level, must be nervous for her state and her constituents. Does she even care about her constituents? Or?
Well, the white ones.
Yeah. My God. Florida is what you would call a failed state, right? Because our governor doesn't even know how to put on a surgical mask. Right. He's a fuck. How does he not fucking know? This is the way I understand government right now. If you listen to Cuomo, all this man does is figure out how to get PPE places. That's basically what they're doing. They're trying to allocate resources. The man lives in, how do I get masks from point A to point B? And our fucking governor doesn't even know how to put on gloves or a fucking mask on his fucking face. That to me seems insane. I mean, they're working in that shit. What do you think Ron DeRaces does all day? Is he not on the phone trying to get shit for Florida? I mean, it's a fuck show in the South, right? In the South of Florida, it's a fuck show.
Yeah.
He must be on the phone all the time. I need more ventilators to Miami. We need more masks. We need more gowns. What else is he doing?
They're trying to figure out ways to get around that court order that felons are going to be allowed to vote.
But that's,
they got some voter suppression going.
Yes, I understand. Plus, all that.
Poorer communities getting hit, and older liberal.
They're fine with them dying because they're not going to vote Republican.
You don't think that's being thought?
Absolutely, it is. But still,
like, factored in.
You can have all these racist thoughts you want. You can have your agendas and all this other shit. That still doesn't deny the reality that there are fuck tons of cases of corona in South Florida, and doesn't it have to be dealt with? I mean, don't we have to do something, even if you're an evil fuck?
But you know, they got to open the casinos and the
beaches.
The cheese fountains got to roll, man. At the buffet,
there are people in Florida, and I'll say Alabama and Mississippi, probably New Orleans, surely in Georgia, just littered all about the South that have very bad ideas about politics. They're anti-science. What are you laughing at? What is he doing? The hat. Is she going next door?
Oh, yeah.
God damn. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like,
I forget what I was talking about.
So, God, but that doesn't deny the fact, let's say Cuomo was a right-wing nut job. That still wouldn't deny the fact that all those corona... I'm just saying, you're still having all these corona cases. You're going to have to do something, right?
It's going to get worse. You open the shit back up, and you're asking for another wave to hit.
See, I feel like...
They're saying, you know, well, fuck it. Maybe we'll be able to just ride these waves, and a whole bunch of people are going to die, but at least we keep the economy open. And, you know, maybe it won't overwhelm the hospitals after all. And well, you know,
we are going to ride the wave when you're in the ocean in the middle of a storm. And unless you're a boat that can fly, that will get shot down. You have to ride the wave. It's kind of not a choice. We're riding the corona wave. Oh God, this makes me insane.
We've got, a gentleman named Dr. Rick Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T.
Okay. He's a okay. He's we're talking about him on our show, so he's a Satanist, not a Satanist. That's good. He's a Klan guy.
No, he's this is good.
Okay.
He's a top expert in vaccines.
Yay! Okay.
And is now filing a federal whistleblower suit and complaint because he was removed as the head of the federal agency helping develop a vaccine after he resisted the widespread adoption of the hydrochloroquine shit that now suddenly
people are dying
is
from, right?
Crickets. No, you don't hear anything about it anymore because they know it doesn't work. And now all of a sudden, you don't hear fuck all. And Trump was even confronted by the media at one of his shit shows over the weekend about it. And he was like, well, you know, I'm going with the science. And, you know, we thought we'd try it. We thought we'd try it. And look, we're looking at everything. We're looking at
Did
everything
he not
we
say,
can.
What do you have to lose?
He was telling everybody.
So then why aren't we still trying it?
Because it's killing people.
Oh, okay. Well, you could die from it. Well, there you go.
And specifically, the mixture of what he said to take, the Z-Pack, with the...
Hydrochloroquine
is bad.
What? Why is he saying that, though?
Dr. Rick Bright says he was removed from his post because he also insisted that, quote, billions of dollars allocated by Congress to address the pandemic should be invested, quote, into safe and scientifically vetted solutions, not in drugs, vaccines, or other technologies that lack scientific merit.
Well, of course! Why is this a thing someone has to say? This is nuts! God damn!
His lawyers are filing suit, but he emailed a statement to the New York Times.
Yes.
Yesterday, I was removed from my position as director of the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA, and HHS Deputy Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response. Good God, what? How many? He needs like a 11x17 business card.
Oh yeah.
I was removed by the administration and involuntarily transferred It's really shitty screen cap here. To a more limited and less impactful position at the National Institute of Health, I believe the transfer was in response to my insistence that the government invest the billions of dollars allocated by Congress to address the COVID-19 pandemic into safe and scientifically vetted solutions. What I just read, not in bullshit drugs. I am speaking out because to combat this deadly virus, science, not politics or cronyism, has to lead the way. Au contraire. Au pair.
I get, you know what, man, I saw that news story. They ran it in Salon. It really is crazy. That's her first concern.
Right.
You know, a lot of people have au pairs.
There are a lot and of rich worried people about, television yeah. shows that don't want to pay a living wage to a person taking care of my fucking demon spawn.
Right.
How much money does she make?
She was worried because Margarita was to renew her visa. They got to leave and come back. It usually is a quick process in that kind of visa, but now they won't be able to come back. And that's why she's worried. She's like, what am I going to do?
She's not worried about the au pair.
Oh, well, fuck her.
Oh, my God.
She's so much better here.
The doctor said, I spent my entire career in vaccine development in the government with CDC and BARDA, and also in the biotechnology industry. My professional background has prepared me for a moment like this. A moment like this.
What is that from?
Is that Jekyll? People wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
Oh, that's Jekyll and Hyde. Jekyll or
I think it was the first champion song in American Idol.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't it?
Oh, fucked up, man.
Wasn't it for a moment like this?
This is the moment something Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh, there is a song from Jekyll and Hyde like this. Yeah. Kelly Clarkson, A Moment Like This.
This is the moment.
That's a different song.
Oh, okay. Well. How many times do people use the word moment in a song? Holy shit, that is a great song, isn't it?
No, it's Kelly Clarkson. It's the champion song. And I saw an interview with her one time.
Yes.
Where they said, you know, of all your hits and everything and all your albums, are there any songs that you're not really into? And she was like, I didn't like this song.
Ah, whatever.
She said it was picked for her. You know, it was, it was the canned, here's the song the winner is going to sing. So they already had it written and they were just going to make whoever won sing it.
Who is the rock singer from the 80s in Jekyll and Hyde that is it? It's not Kip Winger. It's not Kip Winger. It's the guy from Poison or the guy that sings signs everywhere. The signs fucking up the scenery. Something. Play the Jekyll and Hyde song. I mean, God, if we're going to.
Well, but
we played that. You got to undo the harm you just did on our culture. Oh, my God. That is a shitty song. God damn.
Where the hell was I?
I said a moment like this. I'm singing about a moment.
Oh, okay.
This is
to confront and defeat a deadly virus that threatens Americans and people around the globe. To this point, I've led the government's efforts to invest in the best science available to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. Unfortunately, this resulted in clashes with HHS political leadership, including criticism for my proactive efforts to invest early in vaccines and supplies critical to saving American lives. I also resisted efforts to fund potentially dangerous drugs promoted by those with political connections.
Are we going to see?
So he got He got tossed. This is what he does. This is his vibe. And because he was
fire that guy?
He's like, we can't put money to this chloroquine bullshit. There's no science behind it.
Okay, so
get rid of him.
So this guy doesn't work for the CDC anymore or for the government.
He got transferred to some shit job at the HHS.
Hey, dude, why don't you quit? Elon Musk, hire this motherfucker, give him a lab and some resources, and figure this shit out. God, you hear all these stories. Elon Musk does all this shit, he has all these resources. Surely to God, he's all in on this corona, right?
Yeah.
How the fuck are we going to get to Mars if we're dying from corona, dude? God damn. I'm sure Elon Musk is doing his part, right? He's doing something, right? Isn't he about the vaccine? He's going to build ventilators or something? Or, I don't know.
That's why he's trending on the Twitter, is that breaking from the New York Times.
See, it makes me feel like if we have this government, it's not, I don't understand how the federal government is going to get us through this pandemic. I don't see the plan. Do you see it? Other than
it's going to be up to the states and we're fucked because we're in Trump's little nipple hanger.
To save us from this nipple hanger, I would like to think that there's somebody like an Elon Musk or a George Soros funding some laboratory working 24/7 to figure this shit out. Because
There are people around the world working 24/7
to figure this out.
Sure.
Who are they? Do we know? Are we sure?
I think Trump called Scott Baio. to ask him what he could put together in the garage.
Yeah. God.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Didn't a bunch of creepy stories come out about Scott Baio and that Charles in Charge show that he was on?
Oh, he was accused of touching one of the girls on the show. We have a Dilly moment.
Oh, yeah.
Brendan Dilly. This one is a real Dilly moment from Right Wing Watch.
This is the moment!
From Right Wing Watch says MAGA life coach Brendan Dilly,
yes,
has a very noble reason for swearing incessantly on his show.
Okay,
we swear a lot on our show too.
It's hi, I'm an adult. You're an adult.
Well, and there's a lot to fucking swear about right now.
Shelby is not an adult. Well, do you curve her language at all? Is she allowed to?
Obviously not. She's going through a barky phase.
She really is, man. Thank you for keeping us safe.
A lot of people have challenged me. Why do you curse so much?
How does anybody?
He's wearing a Keep America Great hat, by the way.
I gotta look at him.
There's a picture that says "I love Jesus" in the back behind him. What is that? And it says MAGA. That's his klev.com Dilly Dilly. I don't know what that is. Somebody surfing.
A lot of people have challenged me. Why do you curse so much? Because we've all seen me do shows where I don't curse whole time. Why do I do it? I've explained this once before, and I'm going to explain it once again. Part of the reason I push the envelope with my language is because someone fucking died so I would. Someone died in a fucking storming the beaches of Normandy. Somebody fucking died in Vietnam. Somebody fucking died in the Chosun Reservoir. Somebody fucking died all over Iraq, fucking Afghanistan. They died so that someone.
He's so noble. He's so noble.
He's saying that he uses the F word on his show. So people that got blown, they got blown up with a IED.
They died for him to say fuck.
That's what it meant.
Jeez. In the Chosun Reservoir, somebody fucking died all over Iraq, fucking Afghanistan. They died so that someone like me would express the entirety of the First Amendment, not just the parts that are politically correct, the whole fucking thing. And the whole fucking thing.
The whole fucking thing.
So that someone like me would express the entirety of the First Amendment, not just the parts that are politically correct. The whole fucking thing. And the whole fucking thing says that I can curse and I can make disgusting jokes and I can be wrong and I can apologize and that I can roast sorry sack loser motherfuckers like that with a badge.
And we get to do it to you too.
Yes, absolutely, Brandon.
But that's, they can't handle it.
Yeah,
and, we can't. We're not supposed to talk bad about Trump.
Right, right.
And, they're all for a First Amendment, except
except
you shouldn't
man,
be
maybe.
Able to talk bad about the president.
We should be able to send some black vans and arrest you. And
you shouldn't be able to say bad things about religion.
Oh shit, no! That makes Jeebus upset and Satan happy.
That are politically correct. The whole fucking thing. And the whole fucking thing whole fucking says that thing. I can curse and I can make disgusting jokes and I can be wrong and I can apologize and that I can roast sorry sack loser motherfuckers like that with a badge. That's what the true essence of America is.
That's a life coach.
He's apparently quite successful.
The essence of America is some kid.
We're assholes.
Signs up to go in the military. He goes to war. He gets shot at. He comes back with PTSD for the sole purpose that Brendan Dilley can say fuck, fuck, fuck on a stupid fucking show.
So Brendan Dilley, when talking about Bernie Sanders having a heart attack, could say fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Thank you for explaining life, Brendan. I mean, you are a coach. He is a life coach. I mean,
he is a life coach.
What does he say in those? When he's a life coach, what does he say to people that need coaching? Like, how does he? What's his temperament like?
I don't know. See if you can get a session.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I bet. Does he have Zoom sessions available? Did we already go through his pricing?
I don't think I wonder if it's on his website or something.
Brendan, don't put that on your website because people like us will see that and make fun of you.
I would ask the intern, but she's a little.
Yeah. Hey, do something.
Preoccupied.
Figure out how much Brendan Dilley is per hour to be your life coach.
The whole fucking thing.
Isn't a life coach like someone that gives you advice like a friend would or something like that?
He said, didn't he say recently that we played the clip that two of his clients are now making over six figures a year or something?
Oh, yeah. Because
you know, for people like him, the only thing that matters is how much money you're making, not.
What does he say? Like, what would he say to me so I would make six figures a year? Quit being a fucking loser.
Quit being a fucking cock and a pussy.
You fucking pussy.
Right.
Okay. How much does that cost? It's got to cost a lot.
Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll get Jesus-y a little bit more.
It's only Wednesday.
But
it's already Wednesday.
Pool boy aficionado. Ha 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 ha. And apparently, it's someone who brags about packing a big Christian hog.
Oh, shit. Look at this thing.
Jerry Falwell Jr.
Damn!
Is on the Toddcast.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Todd Starnes, everybody.
What happened to the story with him and the pool boy and the other guy that got the deal for the land at Liberty University? I mean, there were two different deals with two different people. That were very lucrative, right?
Something weird. Yeah.
So we just don't know anything else about that?
No.
God, that's crazy. No one cares.
So here is Jerry Falwell Jr.
Yeah.
On the Toddcast, on Todd Starnes.
What would make...
Talking about the COVID.
Okay.
And what's going on right now.
Okay, real quick question. You met a pool boy. Let's say you're at a pool. You meet a pool boy who's doing pool boy shit, I guess.
Okay.
What does that pool boy have to do to make you think that you should invest $10 million in him?
Swallow?
It's the only thing, right? The guy must have fucked him, and he didn't want people to tell. So he's like, here's $10 million if you shut the fuck up.
He struck up a conversation. And his brilliance, the pool boy's brilliance, just to... inspired him.
Yeah. Jeez.
So here is Todd Starnes.
Okay.
It's not the COVID.
Right.
It's allergies. Here is Todd Starnes with Jerry Falwell Jr. Listen, this is typical Christian contradictory fuckery.
Right. Okay.
I really think these blue state governors, Virginia, Michigan, California, New York, I think their goal is to destroy the economy in hopes that somehow it will benefit them politically. And, you know, I think, you know, I'm a big supporter of states' rights, but I think the president.
But.
Oh, my God.
I'm a big supporter of states' rights. But these Democrat states, he's about to utterly reverse his belief in states' rights.
These governors that don't give a fuck about anything but privatizing, and taking away money.
I believe in states' rights where the Republicans are in charge, but what? I don't believe in states' rights where those evil Democrats are in charge.
What Republican would say, and who could say with a straight face in the Republican Party that they give a fuck about states' rights when they don't even want to fund the states?
Right?
Doesn't make any sense.
And, you know, I think, you know, I'm a big supporter of states' rights, but I think the president is going to have to find a way to declare some sort of emergency and come in and say, no, you've got to open up this and that, and you've got to do this differently and that differently. And
so take over the states. This is the same thing that that those Nazi goose steppers in Michigan did. We're going to pass emergency manager laws. Oh. And the emergency means there's some black people running that city and we don't like the way they're running it. So we're going to put a white guy in charge of the whole half of the state as an emergency manager.
So logistically, how would that work? Because the way I understand, Trump had no plan to help New York. So
are you kidding? He sent the best and brightest. He let the governors talk to Mike Pence once a day.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, so these emergency managers will roll into some liberal state and just start fucking everything up.
Got to open up this and that, and you've got to do this differently and that differently. And you know, I'm not sure how all that works. Somebody smarter than me is going to have to figure it out. But there comes a time where you have to bring sanity to chaos.
Yeah, I agree, dude. And everybody should stay the fuck home because there's a pandemic we don't know dick about.
Which is utterly the opposite of what Trump does. Trump sows more chaos than anyone. That's how he rolls.
But you know, man, like we had a crab diving offline conversation.
Crab diving offline.
Right. Where you were talking about this COVID shit that it hits really hard because all of a sudden it depletes your oxygen levels, right?
Stealthily, there was a doctor talking who was there in New York.
Okay.
He said that there were people coming in for other things. You fall and cut your head open. They had a case, somebody that fell and hit their head and needed stitches. And just as a matter of course, they hook you up to a pulse ox as you're sitting there, pulse oximeter.
The thing on your finger.
Goes to your finger. It takes your heartbeat and your oxygen rate.
Okay.
And the oxygen saturation in your blood.
Oh, shit.
And these people it's like they're looking at the numbers and they're like, it's really weird because this person doesn't feel bad, but their oxygen levels are like they're climbing Mount Everest.
How do they not feel bad then?
They don't notice because they're also a lot of times when you're low on oxygen, you're in a situation where there's more carbon dioxide and that's not going up.
Right.
So it's sucking the oxygen out, but it's not putting in carbon dioxide. So they don't feel that woozy kind of, I'm gasping for breath kind of a thing, shortness of breath. But then all of a sudden it passes a point where the lungs are inflamed so badly that it just snaps like that and you're fucked and you're suddenly gravely ill.
But not every
stealths up on.
But not every case is like that.
No,
though, right?
No.
Why not though? Why does it seem like?
And they don't know where else it's been tied to brain swelling in some people. That's what killed that little 5-year-old girl in Michigan.
Why are there so many fucking variables that
got meningitis from it, which is another thing that's happening to some people. Like it's presenting in different ways. Because guess what? We don't know anything about this fucking virus.
Yeah, yeah. And again, we don't know anything about the virus. So what do? The one thing that works.
Reopen.
Let's
reopen.
The opposite of that.
Oh, come on.
God, we're fucked. We Where is, I'm sorry, I'm ruining the show. Where is the logic in opening up and going out and mingling with a virus we don't know shit about?
Stop with your logic.
But we don't know anything about it. Fuck. God. God damn.
So there's something weird going on with the CDC director. Talk to the WAPO, and it says the headline is CDC director warns second wave of coronavirus this winter is likely to be even more devastating.
Right. I put that up on our fucking social media somewhere.
So then I think it was a tweet last night.
A twat.
That our president was like, the CDC director has been misquoted and will be clarifying things tomorrow.
We're fucked. We're fucked.
So Trump's upset about that, obviously.
Why is this? Here's one thing I don't get. Why, aside from the fact that everybody's going to go out at once, supposedly Pensacola's opening up bars and restaurants, maybe Memorial Day weekend. Everybody goes out at once, right?
Yes.
That, to me, I understand that's how a second wave can be worse, but why would the virus be stronger?
Well, there may be a seasonal aspect to it. It may start waning a little bit now in the summer months, in the hotter months, and then people get complacent, and then it's going to come back in the fall and come back even nastier.
That's crazy. So we could actually control that. We could prevent that.
And we don't know how it might mutate. It's happened before. I think it was SARS, right? Or MERS, or both of them.
Oh, God. Where MERS. That's
it
so
just kind of went away because the virus mutated into something else and that no longer attacks us. Or went back to going for birds or bats or pigs or whatever.
Somebody got MERS at this gym I used to work out at. Ooh. In fucking in Bally's.
Holy shit.
Or LA Fitness, whatever the fuck it was.
Boys Town?
No. And the one on Gower.
Oh, LA. LA.
Yeah, yeah. Chicago. Yeah. I mean, this idea that you go to the gym to exercise to get healthy, I think that's not a thing anymore, right?
So, 8 hours ago, Trump tweeted, Trump tweeted, CDC director was totally misquoted by fake news CNN on COVID-19. He'll be putting out a statement.
At some point, Donald, everyone's going to know you're lying.
Yes.
And then what?
So, but they're saying now on the Twitter.
Yes.
Excuse me. That do we have time? Oh, we do, a couple minutes. Here is the CDC director asking if he was accurately quoted in the Washington Post.
Oh, my God.
No, but that quote that I just read was accurate, right, sir? That's the quote from the Washington Post. You were accurately quoted, correct?
I'm accurately quoted in the Washington Post.
I'm accurately quoted in the Washington Post.
Our experts are afraid to speak out.
As difficult. But the headline was
everything. What does the headline say?
Well, the headline. The headline says CDC director warns second wave of coronavirus is likely to be even more devastating. And isn't that correct?
That's not what he said. That's not what he said.
But if you have the two things happening.
The headline doesn't cover.
No, I actually think it's actually going to be, I think the American public is going to heed the request to relook at.
This is Trump. Trump putting his finger up on the side saying, wait a minute.
But what? Wait a minute, what?
Their vaccine hesitancy to vaccine with confidence for flu. And I'm confident that the public health infrastructure that we're putting together now across this country so that we can early case diagnose, isolate, and contact trace, as I say, block and tackle. That system is going to be.
He thinks it's going to work. He thinks that. What they're doing, which is nothing, by the way. These are guidelines.
Block and tackle. That's a tactic that they're doing to. I don't know if that does that. That means they're hunting down the virus.
But they're not doing any. They're not giving the states any money to do this shit.
So
you're on your own. So block and tackle on your own.
So what the fuck is he talking about?
This
guy from the CDC.
He knows he's being very careful. He said, "Well, I've said if." I'm confident that the American people will, he said, go from being skeptical of vaccines to being pro-vaccine.
Why can't this guy just plainly tell the truth?
Because then he'll be fired, and then nobody will be. Then Jared will be the new head of the CDC.
Which Jared? Subway Jared?
Or Ivanka.
Or, okay. Ivanker? Ivanker's going to be head of the CDC? We're fucked. Man. Ivanker.
So, yeah. That's what's trending on the Twitter right now.
Good.
CDC director saying, I was accurately quoted. Trump says CDC director was misquoted. Then his CDC director says I was accurately quoted.
Those people were in the same room, right? That
standing next to each other.
That sounded insane to me.
And Trump standing right there, waving his finger as this doctor Redfield is trying to answer.
He's the worst president ever. I mean, he's trying to make you take medicine that doesn't work, that could kill you. I mean, he's worthless, dude. Unless you want everybody fucking dead.
And even if there wasn't some kind of a weird connection to some of his donors to that drug, he just wanted the win. He just, Alex Jones or some lunatic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Told him that the chloroquine is it. This is the big secret cure.
Oh, so he's jumping on that.
And the evil CDC and the FDA want to put it through all the bureaucracy. But you can cut through that, Mr. President, and you'll save everyone with the chloroquine.
No. You can't cut through that. That's the part where everybody puts on the lab coats and test shit.
That's his mindset.
We are going to die from stupid fucking people. Choking to death in the gutter. God.
Have a great evening, everybody.
You know.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes. We're on your favorite podcasting application. Always available at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on social media at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebook. Go to RatedRComedy.com is his website.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
God.
Bitch ass redneck white bread chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.